Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to take a look at excerpts from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy. We're getting excerpts from that letter at daily mass each day this week and I think into next week as well. Particularly, we've been looking at Monday and Tuesday, look closely at what some of the things Paul is saying about the uniqueness of Jesus as Savior and Lord. It's so important for us to be able to grasp in totality in the way the Scripture teaches it, the way the Catechism teaches it, and the way the Church, when she's healthy, preaches it about the person of Jesus. He is the only Savior of the world. He's the one who brings to us the life of God the Father. In Him, bottom line, friends, the reason humanity has the chance to be saved, that is, to be brought back into right relationship with God and to overcome the reality of our fallen, sin-sick condition. Sometimes people don't like to hear about sin because, it just feels so negative, it's not positive. But actually, there's nothing better than the truth. It's the truth that sets us free. And Jesus, He was the truth, He lived the truth, and He spoke the truth. And one time, there was an encounter He had that's so revealing about how deep sin is in us. When He was asked the question, what is it that makes us unclean if we eat something? You know, they're talking about Jewish dietary laws and what makes you clean and unclean. And Jesus said, it's not what comes from outside of man that makes him unclean. It's what comes from within, from his heart. And then Jesus, who Scripture says, He knows the human heart. He knows what's in it. And He said, what's in the human heart? He said, look inside. Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, hatred, lust, adultery, blasphemy, anger, all of that. It's there. It's in the human heart. It never goes away completely, does it? It's everywhere to be found, even in society today. The human person is fallen. The human heart has been infected by sin. Is it completely deprived or depraved? No, not according to Catholic teaching, but it's fallen. It's sin sick, and we're subject to it. We battle against concupiscence, the fallen nature that we have that wants to say yes to sin, wants to say yes to me first, to love myself first and not love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. It's all inside us. And Jesus came in fulfillment of the prophets of Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Ezekiel, and others. So Jesus has come to give us a new heart. At the core of our being, Jesus has come as a physician to do a heart transplant, to literally give us a new heart. He comes to deal with sin's power and dominion over us and over the human heart. And He alone can do that through His coming in the flesh, becoming one of us, and then dying for us, shedding His blood, taking away sin through that offering of His life and the shedding of His blood, which cleanses us from all sin and makes it possible for us now to become temples of the Holy Spirit, for God Himself, for the God life to be given to us, the Christ life, the life that was in Jesus. Jesus brought that life in His flesh. Heaven and earth are united in the person of Jesus, and only Jesus has a capacity to communicate that life, as He Himself said, to whomever He chooses. And He chooses to give it to those who hunger and thirst for Him, who cry out, who repent, who come to Him. So I want to take up another passage today from St. Paul, today's reading, actually, 1 Timothy 3:14-16. You might say it's a kind of hymn that Paul is echoing, he's describing, he's communicating in a unique formula, maybe an early church formula, of the fundamental things that Jesus brought to us. He begins in 14, I hope to come to you soon, but I'm writing these instructions to you so that if I'm delayed, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the bulwark of the truth. Very important line there. The church. What is the church? The church is God's household, established by Jesus. And what is it? It's the pillar and bulwark. It's like the anchor, the foundation stones, the strength. It's the place at which the truth that's revealed in Jesus has been given. So the church teaches, therefore, that she herself is necessary for salvation. What does that mean? Well, the church is Jesus' body. The church is the place through which the grace of Christ enters the world by his choice. It's the place where he established the apostolic succession. And the apostles and those who followed the apostles were the foundation stones of that temple of God. And it's the church that has the promise given to her, even though she's inhabited by weak leaders, weak people, sinful people. God in his command is preserving the faith in the church, and it's there that we're baptized into the fullness of what Jesus has given to us for salvation, the sacramental life of the church, the full ministry, mission of the church. So it's important to see how the scripture itself talks about the church, the pillar and bulwark of the truth. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of our religion. So here's how Paul will summarize the mystery of Christianity, what it is we believe. And he puts it this way. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations and believed on in the world and taken up into glory. I'll just read to you the commentary from the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible on this passage. It describes it this way. He was manifested. It's several features in the gospel text suggest Paul is quoting from an ancient Christian hymn. It touches on key moments in the incarnate life of Christ, his coming as a man, he was manifested, his resurrection, he was vindicated, his adoration in heaven, seen by angels, the spread of his message, the preaching of the gospel that went forth, its acceptance in the world, believed on throughout the Roman Empire at that time when this was written, all over the place, it was growing, and his ascension into glory. So he was taken up into glory. I want to read it again. It's such a beautiful hymn. And it's helpful to commit these hymns, these short phrases that are throughout the New Testament that describe the core of who Jesus is and what he's accomplished. So Paul is singing this hymn, you might say. And what he's singing is the mystery. He's celebrating the mystery of our religion, the mystery that's been hidden for ages, but that is now revealed. God's eternal plan for the salvation of the world. He, that is Jesus, was manifested in the flesh. He became one of us, Mary's son. He was born of a virgin, and he was given a name, Jesus, which means God saves, which, as I said earlier in the week, the Catechism reminds us, just those two words give us maybe all we need to know. Number one, that he's God and that he's a Savior. His identity and his purpose, his mission. His mission is to save. So indeed, he was manifested in the flesh, and he was vindicated in the spirit. The vindication is, as the commentary reminds us, he was raised from the dead. He was just, he was holy, he was faithful to the end, and the Father raised him. And as Peter preached on Acts chapter 2, that death could not hold him down. In Jesus was a life, an indestructible life. The life of God, the life of heaven is in the person of Jesus. And it's through that life, he took human flesh. He went down to the worst place, the lowest place, the most frightening place for the human race, which is eternal separation in darkness. And Jesus went down into that darkness, into death itself. And his light was stronger than death. His light shines in the darkness, and the darkness simply cannot overcome it. So Jesus wants to transfer that light, which is his life, to us, so the darkness cannot overcome us. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by the angels because he ascended into heaven, and he's preached among the nations, to the Gentile world, to the Jewish world, to the household of God first, but then also to all the nations, to every race and tongue is destined to come to salvation and to share in this gift, which came from the people of Israel in their own, who they didn't recognize, through Jesus. The promises that God had given to the patriarchs and through the prophets, it's all fulfilled in the person of Jesus. And every human being can share in the promises that were given to the patriarchs through the person of Jesus. He was preached among the nations. He was believed on in the world. The gospel spread, and it continues to spread to this day. And he was taken up into glory. Let's take a look at a couple of the paragraphs from the Catechism as we draw the program to a close that just echo Paul's hymn. Paragraph 668, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord, both of the dead and of the living. This is the Father's plan, that his beloved Son would reign over everything. He'd be the Lord of it all, Lord of the cosmos, Lord of every human being, Lord of every principality and power, Jesus. Paragraph goes on, it says, Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity, in God's power and authority. Jesus Christ is Lord. He possesses all power in heaven and on earth. He's far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, for the Father has put all things under his feet. Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In him, human history and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. Jesus makes all things new. He makes all things new. He's the Lord of all. He's at the right hand of the Father. And because he's there, because he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, we too can share in God's glory. That means you, that means me, that's all who die in Christ. This is why there's such an urgency and ought to be a profound urgency in each one of us to want to extend his kingdom, to enter into the mission of the church, to be willing to live a radical life and to live the countercultural life and to speak the words of Jesus and to extend Jesus' mercy in the world. It's hard for us to calculate it, friends, because we're living in a fallen world that worships a lot of other things. It's hard for us just to grasp how infinitely valuable it is. First, how precious it is to be able to just speak to people and to extend Jesus' love and mercy and his words to others and to help bring them to the knowledge of Christ and to salvation. It's a great gift, but it's one that it's often overlooked, and we need to lay hold of it, to see it for what it is, to hear the preaching of the church and of Christ, and to walk in the footsteps of the apostles and the saints who got it. The light went on for them in a very profound and deep way, not just a dim light, but a very bright light went on them that they just kept pursuing, and they said, yes, yes. And God ultimately used them to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. And what burned in their heart was this hymn of St. Paul, knowing who Jesus is. Christianity is not just a generic religious system. It's not another philosophy. Christianity is about a person. It's about Jesus of Nazareth, who is the God-man, who is God's only Son, only begotten Son, the eternally begotten Son of God, who in his person brought heaven and earth together. And it's in his person that God, from a human person, was given, God the Father, all that every one of us was meant to give to the Father. Jesus gave to God what belongs to God. He gave him radical love to the end. He obeyed him to the end. And in that, he became a sacrifice of love for the sake of the salvation of the world. And from that sacrifice flowed the blood that cleanses us, that makes us clean, and allows us to become children of God by the power of the Spirit, so we too can inherit the glory that belongs to Jesus. Walk in it today, friends. Believe it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.